8:08. There is a race that is going to be held at Flemington on March 16 called the All-Star Mile. It's got a prize pool of $5 million, if you don't happen to mind. And the way that I understand that it works is that people, owners and trainers, nominate their horses. I might nominate, for example, you know, Burnzo's Choice, my horse. But the people who determine whether Burnzo's Choice gets a run or not are the general public who get to vote on it. And voting will officially open at 9 o'clock this morning. James Cummings, master trainer for the Godolphin Stable in Australia, joins us. James, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Well, at least we can't feel guilty about speaking to you at 6:15 because you'd be up at 6:15 every day of the week, wouldn't you?
That's right. I share the similar hours to you. The alarm clock goes off nice and early. and I hit the road at 3:30 to start training the horses and getting them fit for the races that we're setting them for.
Hey, so you nominate your horses. How many have you nominated?
So we've nominated 3 horses.
Right.
For the All-Star Mile.
So how do you feel about the general public being the ones to determine whether 1, 2, or 3 of your horses gets a run?
Well, I don't know how I feel about it yet because I have to wait and see how they vote. Hopefully I'll be happy with it because all 3 of them are Group 1 winners over 1,600 metres. And we'd be delighted to see all 3 going to start.
James, how do I qualify to vote for one of your horses or all of your horses or someone else's horses?
So that's the beauty of it. Everybody's open to vote once for a horse that they want to see in the race. And therefore the engagement of the wider public is going to be something that if this is a success and can really take off, then it's going to take. I think it's got the capacity to take horse racing in Australia to the next level, and drive that engagement further than it's ever been before, and hopefully it generates the sort of excitement and passion that you can correlate with the other great sporting events, not only in racing like the Melbourne Cup.
So James, you've got this has just occurred to me. You've got 3 horses you've nominated. And you've probably got a horse you don't want to run against. For example, you'd quite like it, I would imagine, if the Autumn Sun, trained by Chris Waller, didn't get a run. Are you going to make a policy speech at some stage? You know, a vote for me? Vote for Hartnell? Vote for Best of Days? Vote for Alice? Whatever you do, don't vote for the Autumn Sun?
I probably won't make a policy speech, but I think that we have enough opportunity to see the blue colours competing and racing and particularly with these 3 horses, Hartnell, Best of Days and Elise, to be able to put them on show for people to make their own minds up. And if they're, if they're enthused about seeing them perform in the race, then that will be enough. It'll be the horse doing the talking.
I love it. You can go to allstarmile.com.au and the public, there are going to be 14 starters in the race. It's $5 million on offer and the public's going to choose 10 of them with the race clubs reserving the right to make sure the stars don't miss out. James, who's making that noise? Sure. Which of your horses made that noise?
Well, I'm just coming off the track at Warwick Farm after training some young horses and there's horses everywhere. But it's...
Sounds
it's a
big like
paradise here under the tall gum trees out at Warwick Farm, and I can tell you this is the nursery of champions here, and hopefully there's a champion, a sleeper there somewhere ready to come through like the next wink in our stable.
Good on you, James. James Cummings, master trainer of Godolphin in Australia. He refers to the blue colours because Godolphin's just got plain blue. Go to allstarmile.com.au and vote for Burnzo's Choice or some such. Just occurs to me also, he referred to, James, as his 3 horses, Elise, Hartnell and Best of Days, being horses that have won over 1,600 metres.
Yeah.
When did we convert to metrics? It hasn't been called the mile since... In what year did races stop being run over a mile? 1973?
And furlongs.
Yeah. Mm. But no, there must be a reason they decided to call it the All-Star. Well, the All-Star Mile sounds a bit better than the All-Star 1600 metres, doesn't it?
It does. Indeed.